As times have changed, so have waistlines. According to the State Department of Health and Family Services, one in every four Wisconsin adults is now considered obese, and the number of overweight children is rising. In the past two decades, health officials say fatness has increased as food has become more readily available. Initially a convenience, some now consider it more of a curse that's making community health worse. Dr. Pat Remington is a public health professor at UW-Madison.
We couldn't imagine 20 years ago that today there'd be food present in nearly every place we go, from soccer fields, indoor soccer fields, to gas stations.
Other lifestyle changes have made people more sedentary. State Health Secretary Helene Nelson recalls how she used to walk to school, something she says is less common now.
And when I got a little older and had a more distant school, I biked to school. As communities, we can create safe routes for kids to walk and bike to school.
That suggestion and others are part of what's called the Wisconsin Nutrition and Physical Activity Plan. It's a blueprint for communities to slim down and get in shape. It was put together over the course of 5 years with a roughly $2 million federal grant. Health Secretary Nelson says any additional money spent depends on the willingness of various communities to do things like build bike paths. It also depends, she says, on how forthcoming the state legislature is with money for things like schools, so they can provide more nutritious food and physical education classes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.